Welcome back to Word Your Hood Podcast.
Oh, God. That's the worst one yet. 100% worst one yet. I am your host, Jake Downs, guide extraordinaire. Jesus Christ. I'm glad I didn't go into guiding because I fucking suck at it. Hey, look at that. I found me an antelope. It's not very big, and it's not antelope season. So, I'm looking for turkeys. I'm guiding my guide right now. I've got him set up in the blind, and I'm out looking for birds. I have no fucking idea what happened to all the turkeys. I got this lease that I hunt that's fucking phenomenal, usually. The numbers are definitely down here in Nebraska, as every... So, copper-plated sixes, if you're out there, I'm on board. I'm with you, brother. We are buds. We actually are. I talked to him on the phone now and then. He's a good dude. And he's doing the Lord's work. He's out there just shitting on fucking dumbass people that are doing dumbass things. And I don't agree with all of it, but I do laugh at all of it because it is funny. Anywho's, I got my buddy Kevin from Canada out here, and we're trying to get him a bird. These Canadians, all my Canadian friends, just that's all they want to do is hunt turkeys. It's nuts. But a pair of, you know, I mean, it's like a 10-year draw to get a goddamn turkey tag. I was like, well, hell, come on out. We'll get you one. No problem. Got fucking 20 strutters on the camera all day, every day. And right up until he gets here. I don't know if it's just me and him. When we get together, we have bad luck. He's the guy I hunt moose with, and fucking shut the moose rut down for him. Go hunt moose with him for 7 days and not see a goddamn single bull, and then a day after I leave, he goes out, fucking shoots one with a, you know, or stabs one with a knife or something. Yeah, that's my fucking superpower. But I'm thinking maybe it's him. It's both of our mojos mixed together. That sounds uber gay. Uber. Did this podcast just get more popular? These days, I think if you are either trans or gay or whatever, or a gay trans, you are just, I mean, did I just gain double the fucking following? Probably not. Oh, God, I'm not funny at all. But I think I am, so, you know, whatever. I'm pulling up here. I am not seeing any birds. But, hey, I'm still on the county road. So, I don't even know where the fuck I was going. Something about being gay. I don't know. Let's see. Well, anyway. Oh, that's right. Our mojos mix together and make us bad luck. I don't know. But the birds have moved the fuck off my lease. At least the longbeards have. I'm not shitting you. There was probably at least 10 or 15 longbeards on one end of the property and 4 or 5 on the other end. And I know I'm going to get some calls. Oh, hang on. I got to look. These might be turkeys. Shut my truck off. God damn it. I'm bringing you along. Whilst. Oh, my God. Typical guide's truck. Just fucking shit everywhere. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are birds. Looks like some hens. Oh. That one's got a beard. Folks, I'm back. But yeah, anyway, fuck, what a shitty podcast. I'm going to need somebody just to sit in the truck with me and remind me where the fuck I was. So when I get distracted by critters, I can get back on track. Anyway, me and Kevin are out here. I'm trying to get him his first turkey with a longbow. Well, first turkey ever. And I was like, oh yeah, not a problem, dude. You come out, we'll fucking slay. Like, it should even be better hunting than when I was hunting. Because when I'm hunting early, the birds are still grouped up and you got to hunt them like goddamn deer. So they should be calling, they should be strutting. It should be pretty damn good. And I got back from my turkey escapades and all over the place. He shows up. Of course, the landowner did have a couple of shotgunners come in. But usually that doesn't... I mean, it kind of riles them up for a minute or two. But I don't know if those guys chased them off or what. But they definitely vacated the fucking area. And sorry, I'm trying to figure out who the fuck that is. They definitely vacated the area. And so now I'm scrambling. I'm trying to figure out where to go, what to do, calling some friends, landowners. I didn't think I needed a backup plan. Serves me right. What kind of guide doesn't have a fucking backup plan? But hey, I just found some birds, so we'll... That's got to be their roost tree right there, or one of them. God damn it. How much are you learning on this podcast right now? God, you guys, you lucky sons of bitches. I think I'm going to leave these guys alone, obviously, because I don't have a license. And I got a good plan. We'll come back here tonight and set up, see if we can get on them. God, I'm sorry. This guy's probably wondering if I have permission on this other place. Wow, what a podcast. All right, well, I'll jump back on here later. Maybe I'll have Kevin on, and he can explain how fucking terrible at hunting I am. Actually, I'm gonna trick him. I'm gonna trick him to into thinking that I fucking am the best turkey hunter on the earth. I've tricked you guys. No, I haven't. But I like dumb birds. I don't like the smart ones. I like the stupid birds. All right, enough ear fucking for a few minutes. I'll jump back on later and I'll keep you posted on how things are going here in Nebraska. Only you could see the douchey look on my face and my head bobbing right now. You would fucking enjoy it. All right? I was required to jump back on for a public service announcement. I'm actually on my way to pick Kevin up. We're still getting fucking the runaround from the turkeys. I actually did the first part of this podcast not about... What, like an hour ago? Like I'm asking you. Jesus Christ. Nothing but quality. All right. Public service announcement. And if you are one of these folks that sent me this message, I am not making fun of you. I mean, I am. But I get it. Don't worry. This thought has 100% gone through my head. And maybe I'm a fucking moron and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Okay, Well, that's obvious. That's the truth. Like, disclaimer, all right? So don't feel bad. I still love you. You're still cool. You're still smarter than me. You're better looking. You got a bigger wang. You're just all around cooler than me, okay? But I'm going to talk about you a little bit. I've had a few people lately talking about using a ghillie suit for turkeys. Okay? I don't necessarily believe in a ghillie suit for anything. I've never worn one. For one thing, I think they're too much fabric, too much shit to hit your string. Okay? I get the premise behind it, obviously. I'm not a fucking idiot. And I think maybe, like, standing, anything that gives your body a little more 3D look. Like, I've got one of those leafy jackets. Every now and then, I'll fucking yank it out, thinking I need to be more, you know, ingrained in the tree that I'm sitting in for whitetails or whatever, you know. I mean, it does give you a little bit more camo. But the minute you move in one of those things, like, the minute you move a fucking muscle in a ghillie suit, all that animal sees is a fucking swamp monster in the tree or on the ground or whatever, all right? I don't, like, the last guy, I've had a couple people ask me about turkeys. They're like, what about, you know, using those Nuke'em blinds? One guy was, a buddy of mine, was like, what about using those Nuke'em blinds, you know, ghillie suiting up? I'm like, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's all great until you fucking move a muscle. Like, a turkey, if you didn't know, one of their main fucking defenses is their eyeballs. Because they're retarded, but they see shit, you know? I mean, bobcats are way better stalkers than we are. So they've got to see those cocksuckers prowling through the brush. So the minute you move, if they're at all worked up, they're out of there. I just told him, I was like, dude, you know, what, once you, well, then the next guy was like, well, I don't really like blinds. You know, I like to be on the move, which I get it. The running gun! I get it. It's fun. But if you're hunting with a bow, and I'm not saying you can't run a gun. Like, I'm going to get some people. I've been running gunning them for fucking 20 years. I've shot 3. I am a fucking real bow hunter. That's what I'm going to get. But, and I've fucking shot a fair number of them. A fair number. On the ground, or, you know, I don't call it spot and stalking when you set up without a blind, and just because you're not in a blind doesn't mean you're spot and stalking. Spot and stalking means you see an animal and you creep in on it. Get it? Spot? I see him! He's right there! And then you fucking creep real quietly. You creep in without him seeing you. And you fucking shoot him. Okay? That's what you do. That's spot and stalking. Not seeing a bird, getting in front of him, and waiting for him to come to you, or setting up with decoys and calling him in. That's not spot and stalking him. That's spot and calling. That's spot and, oh, fuck. Ambushing. All right? For those of you who don't understand words, don't worry, I'm a moron too, I get it. But yeah, I don't 100%, like, a ghillie suit will definitely help you if you're not moving. Like, if you're just set up and you've got that 3D-ness to you, and you're, you know, you're fucking American Sniper in it. Yeah. Fucking helps. Laying on your belly. In the moss. Yeah, you look good. But you fucking come out of that shit. I mean, that scared the living fuck out of me. Goddamn swamp monster coming out of the ground. So I just... I would I mean, whatever, you can use it. Just make sure you fucking get your your bow arm tidied down so you're not catching all that weeds with your bowstring. Anyway, that's the question of the day. That's a couple people have asked me. And by that, I mean a ton of people have been asking me this question, so I'm on here talking about it. Isn't that the douchefluencer way? I've had a ton of questions about this. That means they've got one, maybe two, and they've found a way to promote whatever fucking sponsor they're jerking off that day. That's how we roll as douchefluencers. Yeah. Well, I'm already about here. I'm going to pick him up. I did find a couple of turkeys, as you already know. And I'm going to snag him. We've got to run by and help a generator guy hook up a wire, because apparently he can't do that. Fucking generator guys can install a fucking generator that could explode and blow up your fucking house. Blow up next to your house, but they can't hook one fucking wire to it. Whatever. So we're going to go do that real quick. And then I've got another job in town to take a peek at. And then we're going back to hunting. And we're doing the all-out bow hunting turkeys way. We're going to go set up, brush in a blind, put out a couple decoys, and just wait. Because that's what, you know, if you want to run and gun, grab a goddamn gun. I say that. I'll quote unquote run and gun with a bow now and then, but a lot of times I'm hunting properties that are fairly small, and I just don't like running birds around, because this time of year, as you can tell, these motherfuckers have left my one property. Then it becomes a real problem for me, because then I have to start calling around all my buddies and like, hey, do you have any turkeys? Well, yeah, I did, but they fucking went to the neighbors, and I had these Wisconsin boys, they come out, and they fucking shot every goddamn fucking hen I had, and then buried that son, them sons of bitches in the fucking ground, and told me they shot a Jake and a gobbler, and this is the life. I mean, I should just go back to being a public land warrior. Not. All right. All right, I'm going to jump off because I got to pick Kevin up. And I'll jump back on later and keep, well, ear fucking you, as you well know. All right, here I'm back for your listening pleasure. I don't really know where I was. It's been a few days. My Kevin's gone home. I know. You were hoping that I'd have another guest on this week. Kind of ease the ear fuckings, but we just ran out of fucking time. So I will, since the beginning of this podcast started out me talking about our hunt, I'll kind of recap it for you. It sucked. No, it wasn't. Typical turkey hunting. The fucking dumb birds can make you just feel so stupid. And he wanted to get one with a stick bow. I know I talked about we were having trouble. My honey hole was vacant of turkeys. It just, that put a, you know, a little wrinkle in things. So I was scrambling to find, never in my fucking wildest dreams did I ever think I'd have to go somewhere else to get him a turkey. Never seen it that way. but regardless, we audibled, we figured it out, we grinded, called a few landowners, found some turkeys, and the only bad thing is we didn't have anything set up, as far as, like, I had no idea what the turkeys were doing, so it was kind of a try to figure it out type thing, and they weren't coming to calls, and turns out they didn't like decoys, at least that one morning. So we found some birds, found out where they were roosting, set up like 200 yards from them, knew that they were probably coming our way down this big creek bottom, Jesus. Anyway, so we got set up in there, set up a blind, and why shouldn't even, okay, let's back the fuck up a little bit here. The night before, we scrambled, got this new permission, knew there was turkeys there, I had seen them, I went out and checked. I think the last time I was talking to you guys, I was actually in the process of running around looking, found some turkeys, okay. So we moved, grabbed one of my blinds, hiked it in there, got set up, and set up a Jake, whatever, half strut with a, I don't know what the fuck the decoys are, but like a breeder hen with a Jake, and then, you know, whatever they call the hen with her head up, alert hen, I don't know. Just a setup that normally does okay for me, not overly fucking aggressive, no strutter, but that night, you know, we had set the blind up, kind of brushed it in as good as we could. I mean, it's hard to brush a blind in when there's no fucking brush. I mean, the trees are all big cottonwoods, and they're all, you know, leafless. So anyway, we just did what we could. And some hens came out right before dark. They kind of wanted to come in, but they also didn't really. They kind of skirted us, meaning they come out in the field and they messed around. They looked at our decoys, kind of came our way, got to about 80 yards. A tom came out behind him. He was missing like half his fan. I don't know what the fuck he's been doing. He was strutting all over the place. And he came, he kind of wanted to come, but the hens up and made the decision that they weren't coming at about 50, 60 yards, and just, as turkeys do, they just fucking left, headed up on the field, and he followed them, messed around, did a bunch of gobbling before dark, but just wouldn't come in, had some jakes, like, hit the field about 60 yards away and look at our decoys and then just took off on a dead fucking run the other way. I'm no turkey expert at all. Never claimed to be. No clue what they were thinking. But they didn't like the decoys. So we were able to see where they were roosting. So we moved the blind in the dark that night to where I had just talked about, across the creek. So anyway, we moved across the creek, got set up, and got in there early the next morning, kinda. I fucking overslept a little bit. Wasn't no big deal, because we were 200 yards from the roost. We were still early enough, but we were walking in that twilight. When we got in there, quiet. Didn't do anything. Didn't bump them. Where they were at, they couldn't see us. So it wasn't, you know, we didn't have to be in there in the pitch dark. But finally, they come out of the tree, gobbling, strutting. I mean, I'm assuming they're gobbling. They just kind of filter. There's a couple jakes that walk by, but they're like, I don't know, 100 yards behind us. And then a few hens, and they go up on the same field that the turkeys went up on the night before. And I thought that was land that we couldn't access. I didn't think that was the landowner's property because it was under a different name on Onyx. So, and this is a place that I haven't hunted much, just a little bit of coyote hunting. So I don't know, you know, I didn't want to be, we were right on the border as far as I was concerned. And, but about 9 o'clock, this big old Tom pops his head out right across the fence. He crosses the fence, okay, looks at our decoys, and starts walking kind of away from us, just angling, not back where he came from, but just kind of angling away from us. So he wasn't overly interested. And since we didn't have a lot of luck, let's see, no, that is true, all I had up that time was a same thing, breeder hen. I did the same setup, just whatever. And he wasn't interested, so I gave him a few little clucks on the fucking call. And I won't ever proclaim to be a good turkey caller, but I do okay. I mean, I've been around some other guys and they're calling. I'm watching old fucking Ranella on TV and I'm like, fuck, I can call that good. My daughter can call that goddamn good. Like, okay, I do okay. Like, I'm average at best, but I can do all right. So I gave him a few fucking light little, you know, like, hey, baby, I'm over here. Come to mama. You know, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, but just a few light hen yelps, and that cocksucker turns and fucking walks the back way, kind of high step, not running, but he didn't like it. I know this guy had another hunter before us at some point, he said, and he hunted out of a blind. I think he was bow hunting, so I'm assuming that this turkey has seen some fucking carbon fly by his face. So then I was a little bit like, God damn it. You know, I didn't think there was any way in hell we were going to have any trouble. Because at my honey hole spot, I know where the birds hang out. I know where they travel. Even if they're not calling or responding to decoys, I know how to get, you know, just in a spot where eventually the fuckers will probably come by. I mean, throw a hen out and they're going to come up. There's big, narrow ridges that go up to the top of his, where he lives up on the farm country, and they hang out in the timber, and they use those narrow ridges. So if you set up on them, I mean, those birds wander by you. In no way, shape, or form did I think that this was going to be not possible to get one with the stick bow. So we sat all goddamn day, pretty much that day, because I told him, I said, look, these birds are going to be out wandering around. All it takes is one to come and see our decoys. And I've had it a million times. Back before I had said honey hole, that's what I did. I just set up in river bottoms where there were turkeys. And I'd call like a little bit every hour and just hope that something showed up. And I had fairly good success with that. But it definitely the most boring kind of hunting. I'm not a big fan of the old run and gun. Everybody's like, I like to run and gun. I like to beat off and then I run some more and then I beat off a little more. Jesus Christ. Shut the fuck up. I don't. That's all right. I'm not saying I hate that fucking phrase. It gets beat to death, but it's really a good, it's really the best way to describe, like, going and finding turkeys and going after them, or pressuring them, and, or, you know, finding them, and then calling, and then, I don't know. But with a bow, my biggest problem with that, is the properties that I'm hunting are pretty small. And once you fuck it up once, I mean, our turkeys are dumb, but they don't forget shit. Not in a couple of days, like maybe a week. But So I don't like to push birds. I don't like to get too aggressive unless I know I'm not going to, you know, hunt there the next day with the bow. The best way to do it is to, and I know I'm going to get, well, so-and-so does it on YouTube, fucking all kills a whole bunch of birds. Well, yeah, good for douchebag. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm just saying that in my scenarios, it doesn't seem to be the best way to go. Yes, you can kill a bird, but, and actually, one of my landowners, he doesn't like it because his property's so small and he's surrounded by fucking public land. So you push those birds and then, you know, they become everybody's turkey. Yeah, anyway, it just wasn't something I wanted to do, and the terrain didn't really, I mean, it's just a river bottom, so they're pretty hard to find. They see you before you see them. They weren't gobbling midday. They were, you know, out of the roost, gobbling a little bit, and then they were just basically, I don't know where in their cycle they are. I don't fucking know. I'm not that guy. No clue. But I thought they'd be going a little harder than they were. Fuck if I know. All right, back to the story. We had any luck that day. Let's see. So the next morning, I'm getting this all jumbled to fuck. I think what we decide... Okay, so that was the second to last day. And that evening... Okay, here's... Jesus Christ. I'm going to be the most senile old fucking man. Alright, so that evening, the birds, we were set up, and they weren't up on the field. That we'll come to find out, God, I'm all over the fucking place. Come to find out, the property next door was his. So we were like, alright, well, now we can go up on the field or whatever. And the next day was his last day, and we stayed in the blind pretty much all afternoon, but then the turkeys were on the other side of us back towards the roost. And I said, well, you know, it was pretty close to, it was like 6:30-ish. It's like, shit, man, I really don't want to bump these fuckers off this roost because this is where we need to be in the morning. We need to be here, catch them come off the roost, and at this point, he's ready to shoot one in the face, you know, the way God intended it, with a shotgun. And so I was like, all right, well, I don't want to bump these guys. We're coming back tomorrow. So we went back. We had a turkey fry, one of my turkeys that I'd brought home from Kansas or Oklahoma. And just hung out, kind of spent some time with the family. And the next day we went out. We got set up where all those turkeys had come through. They're gobbling like crazy. They come off the roost. You could hear them. We were probably within, I don't know, 100 yards, 150 yards of them. But they were through the trees where you couldn't see them. And I was set off to the right and kind of back from him. Just calling here and there. You know, just putting out the vibe. Hoping one of them big old swirly toms would come. I think, you know, in the day and a half we hunted out there, we figured out that there was a big group of jakes and two decent toms. So, of course, all the turkeys come kind of from the right side over closer to me. They come past us. They got past us, no big deal. Didn't have a shot, didn't spook them. It was just, you know, four or five hens at first, and then the big group of jakes went by. And there was one super jake, as I like to call him now. you know, pretty close to a full-grown Tom. Had a okay beard, just young Tom. And at this point, we're not fucking too picky. And they went, I didn't even know they were doing this. They went to, I thought they were going up in the field, but they skirted around, came around, and just walked like 30, 40 yards behind us, following the riverbank, and then came around. All of a sudden, I look, see out of the corner of my eye, the Super Jake. Of course, it had to be him. And he is walking, and he's going to go right by Kevin at like, I don't know, 20, 25 yards maybe. And I'm like, fuck. And I kind of like, I don't know what I did. I didn't whistle, but I tried to get his attention, which then alerted the guy. I mean, it didn't spook him, but he kind of did that little high step for a little while. By the time Kevin saw him, he was too far for a shot and kind of back behind some old equipment. And then, of course, the other Jakes walked by. Would have been fine if he wouldn't have been the first one. So that was kind of that. And actually, when he did that, I tried to stop him and yelped a few times. And when I did that, a Jake gobbled behind me, and the Toms gobbled from in front of us, kind of a ways away. It sounded like they had moved off away from us, going the opposite direction. So I don't know what the fuck they were doing. We ended up kind of walking over there and looking and doing some calling, but didn't have any luck. And I told him, I said, look, if we push these fuckers, it's not going to be good. You know, I mean, you got... He technically had one more morning. He was going to hunt one more quick morning and then bust ass out of here. And I was like, well, we can set up, you know, and catch them a little closer to the roost and catch them coming off now that we've seen what they're doing. And I think we can get them, even if they won't come to a call, I think we can get them, you know, come off the roost and maybe get a shot at them with a shotgun. So that we don't want to fuck these guys up and push them out of here. And right about then, it's like 8 o'clock, I get a text message that I was supposed to have gotten an hour before that, but there was no service. And it's my other buddy. He's like, hey, just want to let you know there's turkeys in my yard. I was like, fuck. I said, are they still there? He goes, no, they moved off. God dang it. So, god darn it. So anyway, we pack out of there. We get the blind. Get all our shit out of there. I was like, let's just run over there to my buddies and check that river bottom. I was out there the day before and didn't see anything, but he said they were in his yard. It's another smaller property, but I thought, well, hell, we'll just go check it out and see if we can. They got to be somewhere around there. So anyway, we go out there and we get to his house, and right down in the, I mean, he's got a big river bottom down below his house and fields kind of in it, intermixed where the, between, you know, I don't know what you, the river bottom kind of winds through there, and there's big hay meadows that he's got down there, and there's a fucking giant Tom strutting just right down there, a couple hens it looked like. I was like, fuck, here we go. We jump out, grab the gun. It's perfect too. There's a the creek goes right by him, and then it where he's at is kind of just a little gully or whatever, just a little fake slough. I don't know what the fuck you'd call it. Just a little cut that he's kind of in. So we can go pretty much all the way to him if we get in the river bottom. So we get down, we get, you know, all the way around. We're right up against the riverbank, using it for cover. And there was way more turkeys than I thought. There was probably like 20 hens, and looked like maybe one big Tom, a few Jakes. So we get set up. We get right to the farthest point we can go, where the field comes right up to the edge of the riverbank. And, of course, some Jakes and... Well, it was a couple of hens and like maybe one or two Jakes. I couldn't really tell. But they walk all the way up to the edge and they're above us. So we can't really do anything, can't move. They're only about 25, 30 yards from us. And they're across this little fence and there's a bunch of brush in between us. He sees an opening to one of these, I would call it like an immature tom. I don't know what you call those birds that are like, they're probably called, still called fucking jakes. I don't, you know, I, whatever. If you take your picture correctly, it looks like a half-assed tom, right? It's got a, you know, a 6-inch beard, a 5-inch beard or whatever, and it's got a fan that's almost full. We didn't give a shit. I've shot tons of jakes. I don't give a fuck. Whatever, you know, it's legal, obviously. He's got a shot at this one jake. And we're probably, well, at the time, I thought we were going to get busted. Actually, I think they would have worked back. And then we could have just stayed in that bottom. And hopefully they would have come. I didn't know there were so many more off to the right. They might have come into the field that was on the right side. And if that would have happened, you know, we could have, you know, been patient. Hindsight's always fucking 20/20. But he saw an opportunity and took a shot and missed. He was in an awkward position. And we did pattern my gun a little bit. It looked like it was shooting a little high. So I think he aimed for the head and he just fucking shot over the top of him. And so he was disappointed. I was like, fuck, dude, it's no big deal. Shit, you know, it happens. But the turkeys, I get it, though. It's, you know, the last day, and I'm fucking getting frustrated because I want to get him a bird so goddamn bad. I thought this was slam dunk. I thought, you know, 1 or 2 days, we'd be sitting in the blind, shoot a turkey with the bow, and then we'd be going fishing or coyote hunting or something, you know? Showing him everything that Nebraska has to offer. But it wasn't that way. But the birds off to our right, they didn't know what the fuck happened. That big Tom, he gobbled when he shot. So they all kind of went off the other edge and worked their way onto what is actually this guy's dad's place. So I got permission from his dad, and we went over there, and they just were hanging out. The river comes around in a big circle right there around this hay meadow. And they were hanging out right. It was a big cliff face. And I mean, fairly good cliff face. And I don't mean like rock cliff. I mean like dirt cliff. Steep as fuck. And they were hanging out under it, on it. They're like mountain goats on top of it. So we spent the rest of the fucking day, the rest of the morning and most of the afternoon fucking with these birds. I shouldn't say most of the afternoon. And I already fucked this story up because, nope, I didn't. Jesus. I need to write this shit down. All right. So anyway, they're in this spot. We try to get up high. They come up high. We go around the bottom. There's some in the bottom. It was just a clusterfuck. You know, they're out there strutting. We're probably within 30 yards of them all a lot. Just can't see them. Can't get a shot at the tom. The hens. You know how that is. You know what it's like sporting and stalking turkeys, right? You do it all the time, right? Oh, God. So, about like 1-2 o'clock, we give up. We say fuck it, we're done. We're hot, we need some food. We run back to town, and at this point we were actually going to go out and hunt the other place that evening, but we got back to town and talked about it. I was like, man, I just don't want to fuck that other place up. We know that those turkeys are going to come off that roost. We know where they're roosting. They've done it the last 2 nights. I said, let's just go back to... Oh, I did fuck the story up. We didn't have a fucking turkey fry the night before. We hunted that whole till dark because we had a turkey fry this night. Anyway, it doesn't fucking matter when the turkey fry was. So, my story's got to be the worst. You guys, if you're still listening, thank you. All right, so we decided to go back out there and see if these turkeys stayed under this cliff. Because we thought we kind of boogered them. And we thought they were kind of going across the county road and kind of leaving. But we weren't 100% sure. And when we got back, sure as shit, they were still hanging out in that bottom. We got up on top of that cliff face and kind of had marked where we thought we saw them. Crawled up to the edge, and I can see turkey straight below me. But it's just sheer brush all the way down. Kevin's off to my left about 15 yards or so. And he's giving me the signal of four. And I'm like, oh, they're 40 yards, or you see four of them. I don't know. And turns out there was one at 4 yards up on this cliff face. Just mountain goating around. And all of a sudden, he is in the strangest... He's in like a side plank position. If you know what like side plank is from like working out or whatever. He's in a side plank position. Up. And he's got the gun, the barrel of the gun on the edge of the... Like resting on the edge of the cliff. Basically straight, facing straight down. I'm like, holy fuck. Is he going to shoot all the way to the bottom of this thing? It's where I'm at. I can see some toms and hens, but they're all the way at the bottom, which is only like straight down. It's only like a 20 yard shot, but 25 yards down, straight down. But there's so much brush. I'm like, holy shit, this is going to be crazy. Well, one of the toms had come up on the ledge and, oh fuck, he blasts, he shoots, and I stand up and turkeys fly off the middle of this, and I keep saying cliff, it's not like a sheer cliff, but it is pretty sheer. I mean, it's pretty straight down, it's just dirt, and there's brush on it, so them turkeys are kind of wandering up and down it. They fly off of it, and he says, I got him. Well, that turkey's flopping around and flopping down to the bottom. I said, you better get your ass down there and get him. So he bails off the edge, goes down, and, yeah, that's that. That's that. We got some good pictures and, fucking headed home. He was happy. I was happy. And that's the night we had our our turkey fry. I had the turkey out and marinating for a couple days. I wanted him to have some and not of his own. You know, I wanted him to take his meat home with him. So we got home about 7 o'clock, and I was able to fry up some turkey for him. So that's where I got confused. I'm just a confused gentleman. So that finishes this segment of the podcast called Stories from a Rambling Moron. And now the reason I'm doing a podcast so much later, it's Tuesday, and I guess I got to get this thing out for the fans. I'm driving home from work. Been working an hour and a half away from home, and I guess I ruffled some feathers. I just can't help it sometimes. So if you follow me at all, maybe you saw it, I posted a deal about Aaron and the fact that he's like, I don't know what, I don't follow him. I have to, if something, it's either something somebody sends me, or if it gets posted on somebody else's page, which in this case was Black Ovis. I don't know. They're doing some partnership. Fucking... For shame, Black Ovis. For shame. Yeah, I don't even give a shit. The thing of it is that it seems, and I got a couple of guys that are just like, are you jealous? Actually, the guy said, sounds like somebody's jelly. I was like, Jesus Christ, how old are you, sir? Are you fucking 13 years old, jelly? Fuck me. And of course, he comes back, it's interesting you would say, how old am I? When you ramble your mouth like a 12-year-old. Like, yeah, well, I'm not the guy that got drunk on a podcast and started talking shit and asking for fucking after-school fights, you know? I'm not that guy. Yes, I am semi-immature sometimes. Aren't we all? Jesus Christ. Honestly, I don't give a fuck about that guy. I don't care about stupid people in the industry. If I see something that I think is fucking stupid, I might shed light on it. Not because I'm trying to fucking... I could care less. I really could. It's just, in this case, he's wearing a fucking crispy boots fucking t-shirt. And I've heard whispers that he's gonna have like a signature boot with him or some shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? I've never heard a human being talk more shit about... I mean, he talked shit about a lot of stuff, but Crispy was always like the one thing. And we all know why. It's because they stuck with Brian Call. And, I don't know. I mean, I like, it's not because I'm jealous. All right. Don't give a fuck. There's nothing that guy has ever done or has that I'm jealous of. I promise you that. It's not, I don't care. There's plenty of other people I'm jealous of. He ain't one of them. Okay. It's just that nobody ever fucking brings him up because they're afraid of him. I don't understand the fear. I don't know. I mean, it just, and I thoroughly do not understand companies willing to work with the guy or anybody like that. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, there's no loyalty, and I'm not, yeah, I mean, he's, I don't understand. He went through 3 fucking boot companies in the last year. You know, he does that like he does, you know, Friends, goes through them like Friends. It doesn't matter. I don't really give a flying fuck. Wear whatever you want. Wear fucking Danners if they pay you better. I don't give a shit. Don't care. But what I find is hilarious is people are still like, he's the most legit dude in the industry. He tells it like it is. No, sir, he doesn't. Okay? Stop fucking thinking that. I gave a couple of friends that usually fuck, well, whatever. How do I say this without fucking outing who I'm talking about? I guess I can't. I don't know. But the end of the... I don't even understand why people are still following along. I don't get it. Why would you listen to somebody that is not... that's using something new every 10 minutes? And, obviously getting paid to do it. I mean, they don't give you signature boots or, I don't know. I guess the thing of it is everybody's always hard on, like, Ranella and fucking Bomar. But at least they're not, at least as far as I know, they're not, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not trying to hide the fact that they're industry douche baggeries. You know what I mean? They're not trying to hide it. Ranella's like, I own First Light. Every single person that I pay to wear First Light, whenever there's a new thing, please post it on your fucking Instagram. I mean, that's what he does. There's no fuckery. There's no fake, like, I'm not sponsored. I'm a gear tester. It's what I do. It's fucking beyond me. It's beyond me. And yes, it is childish for me to engage. Especially unprovoked. Because as far as I'm sure he's still talking shit. But as far as I know, I don't listen to him. Don't follow him. Don't have anything to do with him. I try to stay away. But when I see something like that, when I listen to him tell me how terrible Crispy Boots were, they leaked, they're garbage, they last 2 days in the mountains, they're fucking shit. And not just in private. I'm sure if I had the time and, well, if I had nothing else to do and I was willing to just sit and listen to fucking that bullshit, I could find so many cutouts of him talking shit about Crispy Boots. I mean, I'm all for selling out. You guys know that. Like, I'll sell out fucking tomorrow. If it's the right deal. But I ain't gonna fucking tell you guys, like, hey, man, you know, it's just, hey, I don't know. I've just tested a lot of shit. And I think I'm gonna trade my Bob Lee for a, I think I'm gonna go to, oh, fuck, now I've lost track of what I was gonna say. Fuck, I don't know, that $150 piece of shit bow sounds like a goddamn cannon going off. I'm just not gonna do it. Now, again, I've said it before, what in the fuck is that shitbag bow that I'm talking about? I mean it, oh fuck, it's gonna drive me nuts, I gotta look it up. Cheap Recurve. I know you're out there screaming it at me. I don't know. This says PSE. It's not the one I was thinking of. It's kind of funny. Jesus Christ. What the fuck is it? Well, just for the sake of fucking continuing this shitbag podcast. Wow. I can't find it. You guys know what I'm talking about. But I'm not gonna, you know, I don't know what PSE recurves are like now. I'm assuming they're no better than they used to be. I tried one time and I was like, oh my god. And that was before I knew anything. Not that I know that much now, but, yeah, regardless. Samick Sage! There it is. He found it. God, my brain's a piece of shit. If Samick Sage called me and said, hey, we're gonna pay you $100,000 a year, and we're gonna pay for all your hunts. Deal. Fucking done. Okay, but just a minute. I'm gonna tell people, like, hey, you know, they made me a hell of a deal, and buck, this thing shoots pony sticks, so I'll figure it out. You know, I'm gonna be honest, and you know, a lot of the guys in the industry will be like, oh yeah, this is the best shit ever. but you don't get that, like, pure, I'm not sponsored, I do what I want, fucking unbiased bullshit. Maybe you do, I don't know, and I'm just too close to this thing. All right, have I talked enough to fucking cancel myself? We'll see. Cancel me from what? I don't even understand that. That's not a thing in my world. Like, what are you going to do? Stop me from being an electrician? Fuck. Good luck. I've been trying that for years. Where was I? I guess I was on a rant. Jesus Christ, we're 42 minutes in and I probably had another 20. So I'm probably about fed up with this podcast for the week. Let's leave it on a good note, since I just talked a bunch of garbage smack. I don't know. Back to work. I got a few more tags left. Turkey tags, South Dakota. I don't know. I'm not going to pursue it overly hard. But mostly because I got some shit to get done here at work. And then I'll be bear hunting with my buddy Kevin, who's actually the guy that came up turkey hunting. I'm going bear hunting with him in the end of May. Then we've got the big shoot coming up in June 3rd and 4th. The first, better double check that, but it's a Saturday, Sunday, the very first weekend of June. It's going to be fucking awesome. I've got brand new targets. One of which I spent my own money on so that I could shoot the fucking thing, because I wanted a caribou to shoot. Actually, I probably bought more than one. That's kind of how I operate our club. I just fucking, if we don't have enough money, oh look, Downs Electric is sponsoring. But it works out, because then I get to shoot them and whatever. So make it to that shoot if you can. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. Who knows? Maybe Aaron will come and beat me up and you guys will get to see that fiasco. Oh, God, it'd be funny. It would be funny because I would be laughing hysterically. You know, until I got punched in the face, then I probably wouldn't be too ecstatic about it. But, hey, man. Those are the kind of stories that that you tell your kids someday. All right. That's the podcast, folks. And thanks for listening. Go fuck yourselves. And we'll catch you next week. Oh, and get back to work.